Hi there, so welcome to part two of this video, What Men and Women Want in a Relationship. So remember,
in a marriage,
but
also, in a relationship, yeah,
perfect. Yeah, so remember that there will always be exceptions, so we understand that. So factor that in and always customize your love for your spouse, because you'll have his own unique, or she will have her own unique.
And if you haven't watched the first part, I think you should go and
watch the first part. This is a continuation. Yeah. Of it. So we're mentioning seven major needs of men and seven major needs of women. Okay. And don't forget, if you have not subscribed to our channel, make sure you do so. All right. To my channel, Kingsley Okonkwo, and to her channel, Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo, and to our ministry channel, LDM with PK, and to Just Us Girls, and all the other channels we have. All right. All right. So number four, men need help. That's the fourth need of a man. Help. Listen. From the whole design, from day one, help was one of the major motivations of the whole marriage concept. God looked at man and said, it's not good for this man to be alone. I will make him a help meet. Not a help mate, a help meet. The meet there is a helper that is suitable and adaptable. So men need help. Look, it's just as simple as it is. And I think the reason is because women are just generally, you know, women are sophisticated. You know, men are like analog, women are digital. That's how I like to say it. You know, men are just one track mind, straightforward. But women are loaded. They have emotional capacity, spiritual capacity. They are just so versatile and so, you know, complex. You know, so God said, look, I'm going to make him a helper. So I tell people all the time, this is why men don't marry for love. You know, men marry because they see what a woman can do in their life. So a man first needs you before he loves you. And a woman first loves you before she needs it. That's how it happens. So men need help in every area. Men need help. All right. And it's help in every area. I don't know why. It just seems men can't, you know, handle all the things they need. I just think a man's life has a way it just gets better when a woman comes along. At least I can speak for myself. Things just got better when I got married, because women just have capacity to see more things, take in more details. Women generally can multitask easier. So all the dreams I had just kind of multiplied, you know, and began to come to pass when I got married, you know. Only tell what was the secret?
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know how you always do this. I always do this, but I don't know. I just help, you know. I just feel like there are things that are easy for me to do. And that's why sometimes I just believe that everyone is graced for the man they marry. That's the honest truth. So, I mean, things that are easy for me. And things I had experience with, which is why I just believe that nobody should take anything they learn in their lifetime for granted. So places I'd worked, you know, things I had done, what I studied, everything just made it easy for me to fit into the role of helping, you know. And it's our dream anyway. You know, so that's how I saw it. Like, it's our dream. So just making it work, you know, putting the work.
Yeah, it was... You have great help.
Oh, God, that's that.
So help us. So men would like you to help them planning, help them organizing, help them financially, help them spiritually. Men just need help. Even domestically. In fact, that's a major one. Domestic help. Most men are just not as organized domestically as women. I know people say, oh, but cooking is a life skill. We get it. However, women just seem more, you know, find it easier to coordinate those kind of things domestically. And I think science also backs this up. Scripture definitely backs this up. Everywhere you see them talking about women and the home throughout scripture, but I don't want to focus on that. Even scientifically, I think God created a woman, wired a woman. You see, let's look at it this way. If God gave a woman the physical capacity to carry children and to feed children, you know, I believe he also gave them the emotional capacity and the mental capacity to handle it. You know, the creator is just too perfect to only give you the capacity to carry children and not give you the ability to take care of them. So that's why you notice the woman comes with a womb. It means she's physically structured to carry children. She comes with the breast. All right, this food. So a woman has food attached to her. So there's just something about women and food. They can make food happen.
Oh,
it's true. You have food. And you know, those days you actually used to cook from nothing, as in there will be nothing they have. And this way, women generally manage better. They just, I mean, if you give a woman a small amount of money, she can make something. If you give a man, you know, money, he's just going to go and buy food with all the money. Mm-hmm. And that will be one meal. That same amount of money, a woman will create meals that will last for a week. from it. So women generally are gifted domestically. Now, I know the world is trying to push women not to pay attention to that, that they should go and compete with men. You see, those things just cause imbalance. Because, yes, we have two people, the house, they are heavy professionals, but the domestic part of the house is suffering, you know. And a lot of women, even after many years of being successful in their career, they all say they wished they spent more time, you know, with their kids. They wish they spent more time in their kids' life. So don't let the world just push you into doing what you really doesn't come natural to you. Women and taking care of the home go together, all right? It doesn't mean men should not help. It doesn't mean men should not be domesticated. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying it's obvious from creation that there's something about women nurturing. Women naturally nurture. They're good with nurturing. You know, we're the only species that are confused about these things. I think every other species, they know that, oh, this is who we breastfeed. This is who is clear. You know, there's a reason why they attach the first meals of the babies to you. God is saying, look, I trust you with the next generation. I trust you to nurture. All right. So, help.
Yeah, I think that roles are consistent, needs may be evolving. Mm-hmm. So we may have a few exceptions, especially, yes. You know, especially outside, you know, outside.
Yeah,
this,
in some other countries. Yeah,
some other countries outside the country where we live, where they don't have help. Of course, a man is expected to step up and help. But in situations where it is convenient and easy for the women, because I also know families where the man is actually the one who's more domesticated.
More domestic, yes, it happens. There are exceptions.
And there are always exceptions to this. Yes. So we're not saying that men shouldn't learn to do these things.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that when a man helps, it's more from a place of care than responsibility.
Yes,
it's more from a place of care. Like, two of us are running late. Of course, I will help you with the kids so you can cook, or I'll make breakfast so you can help, you know, or you make me meal, you're exhausted, I take the dishes and I clean them up or whatever. But I don't think that that negates the fact that women were created to bring help
to a man's life. Especially in that area. See, this is why the man has the sperm, but the woman is the one that produces the children. It just happens, you know. I believe if God didn't do it like that scientifically, today there would be a big argument on who we carry the children. The women would have started a movement that men too.
Oh, wow.
Bear children, yes. Not me too, men too.
Oh, God. Somebody help
me. It's true now. You know how this people are. It's true. All right. Fourth need for...
Okay, so fourth need for the women, I would say security. Security. Mm. Women need security. And I mean security on every level.
Yeah.
Emotional, physical, spiritual, you know. So I mean, start from the basic, which is physical.
Yeah.
A woman feels the need to be protected, you know. So in the situation where you're in danger, you can't run and leave.
Yeah.
You can't run away and leave her. Yeah. You know, at least that little basic care. Somebody is threatening you on the road and you run away and leave her. That just seems funny. Women want security. Women want emotional security. She wants to know that she's valued in your life. She wants to know that she's the most important person in your life. Mm. She wants to know that she's important to you. She wants to know that when you say I do, you are going to actually keep your vows to her, that you're going to stay with her, you're going to think of her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Women want that emotional security. So that I want to sleep at night.
Yeah.
I want to know that when you tell me something, you're going to do it. You know, they want a man who keeps his word. She wants that security of knowing that she can believe in you. Believe that what you say you do is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that, you know, you will not change later. She also wants security, physical security. Sometimes it's even from your family or her.
Yes.
You know, from in-laws, interference.
Mm-hmm.
I can't count the number of women who reach out and say their marriages are literally being destroyed because the man cannot stand up to his family.
Yes.
And so his mother is running two homes. She's running hers and running his.
Mm.
You know, she's telling him what must happen, what they should eat, how they should dress, which events they should go for. They run everything literally by him. So if you're a mommy's boy, this is where you need to stand up, you know, and really make a difference, make a change, like change the way you are thinking, the way you are acting. Because women need to know that they are safe.
Yes.
That, I mean, I know someone who, she didn't have a child for 9 years. And it was his family that came to drag her, like literally pulled her, his mom, his sisters, pulled her out of that. And the sisters were all unmarried.
Wow.
So they don't even know if they're going to have those kind of challenges themselves. Yeah. But their mom was standing there and saying, move her out. Yeah. We're not going to marry a male dog. Move her out. And they were saying all kind of hurtful things to her. Yeah. And the man sat there and did nothing.
Wow.
Did absolutely nothing. So if a woman is getting married to you, she wants to be sure. Because you see, being with her father, a good father will protect his child. So if you're going there, she was with her father. She was okay. The man was not complaining to you. The girl was not complaining. You're the one that went to tell her you are the sugar in my tea, the cockroach in my hands, all those things. I want to take care of you. Follow me. And as she follows you, you can't do that for her. So the woman wants to know that she's safe. Because it's a, I know men don't know this, but it's a big deal for me to leave my family, leave everything behind and follow you. And you are the one I'm following. I didn't marry your mother. I didn't marry your father. Yeah. I came because of you. Now, I've now become a part of your family. So, yes, I'm a part of the family, but I married you. You are the person that I followed. So, you are the one that should look out for me.
Yes.
Okay? So, most men would pick, because they don't fully understand the fact that you must leave father and mother, and cleave. They don't know that there must be a leaving before there can be a cleaving. They don't understand that that family is no longer your priority. The new family, new person you are joining with is your major priority. So she's the one you need to care about. She's the one you need to take care of. Now, I'm not saying you abandon your parents, your extended family, but I'm saying this, your new family is a priority. So a lot of men treat their wives like they are external.
Yeah.
Like this one is, you know, this is my family.
Yeah, this is my blood.
And she is my blood.
My extended family is my blood.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My wife is not my blood.
Yes, yes. So they would pick their brothers or their sisters over their wives, you know. And I think that that's a major problem. And that's one of the things that women really need to know, that you will have my back.
Yes.
You know, you have my back. You protect me. You would put me first.
Yes.
You know, that security is what a lot of women are looking for. Women also want financial security.
Very important.
We want a financial plan. We want to know that, God forbid, if anything happens to you, will I be taken care of? My kids be taken care of?
Yes.
I want to know that there's something, you are thinking about our future.
Yes.
You know, so women need that. They need that financial cover. Even if she's making a lot of money, she still wants to know that you won't be reckless with it. I can't count the number of women who say that their husband will, maybe their husbands were having bad times financially, and then she raised school fees and gave him and he spent it.
Sometimes
raise house rent, and he will spend it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it doesn't even make sense to me for someone to be that irresponsible.
Yeah.
Knowing fully well that a woman needs to feel secure. Women, that's why to a large extent, you find quite a few women who are savers.
Yes.
Because they need something to hold on to. Women, when a woman landed, so let's use that your analogy. Since men landed and they were alone, they don't know how to be vulnerable and all that. Hey, woman, so when she landed, there was a place to live. There was a man there who, there was food, there was work, there was everything, literally. So she just landed into something that was not stressful. And that's how most women, and they want to relax and be taken care of. Because they didn't really swear for us, do you understand?
Yeah.
They want somebody to pet us, we want somebody to take care of us, we want to have that at the back of our minds. And even if I'm helping you, I need to know that you're doing something that I can help you with.
Yeah.
I don't want to come and try to figure it out with you. I want you to have a plan. Then it's easy for me to come on board and work. So women really want financial security, they want emotional security, they want physical security. They want to know that I'm the only one in your life, that I'm the only one you're thinking about. And even if you are distracted with other things, women need to know that you are aware that they are in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Like at least just be present. You know, so women need that security.
Wow. Okay. So security, they just have that sense of I'm protected, I'm covered, I have someone looking out for me. So you must always put her first before your extended family. From the moment you entered that marriage, you have made a covenant to her. She's now your blood. This is now your family. You and her are the new family. All right. Many men still struggle with that thing. They want to, you know, make their extended family their number one family. You know, that's not how it's meant to be. Okay, let's try and go through the other ones. Number five, I believe, is encouragement. Men like or need to be encouraged. They need to know that the most important person in their life believes in them. All right? So a man is to know that you, as his wife, believes in him. That means you encourage him, you cheer him on, you are his biggest fan.
Cheerleader, yeah.
You are his biggest cheerleader. If the whole world doesn't believe in him, you must believe in him. You must know how to speak to him. speak encouraging words. These are some of the things that Abigail in the Bible knew that made David, you know, have a message titled The Unforgettable Woman and The Unforgettable Man. Mm-hmm. So it's a good video to look for in my page and watch if you've not seen it. You know, Abigail knew how to speak to David. He spoke to David about where he was going, that you will be king. You know, you'll be great. So it's important you prophesy, you know, to the man in your life. You know, actually in Joel chapter 2 and also in Acts chapter 2 or so, where they talk about the Holy Ghost coming down. And they said the men will see visions, the old men will dream dreams. They never talked about dreams with the women. They said with the women is prophesying that they said, because women have a way of reminding you of what you said God told you. And that's what prophecy is like. They tell you, look, you said you're going to be great. You told me this is what you wanted to do. You were going to own this business. So when a man gets discouraged and down, he needs that woman in his life to reassure him that, look, you're still going to be great. All your dreams still come to pass, and I'll see to it that they come to pass. You know, and honey, you do such a great job at those things. You tell me all the time that you'll be relevant forever. You know, all those things you say, Sha. Encourage me.
Yeah, so for a woman needs affirmation. Women are largely moved by what they hear, and I would still that analogy in the garden, the Garden of Eden, when the woman was brought, the first thing she had was nice words. He said to her, bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. And I know that doesn't sound much like toasting now, but those were such deep words. You're the bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. And then he says, shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So hearing the affirmation of, you know, women want to hear it. We want you to verbalize it, but we also want you to do it with action. Yes. So we want to see and hear affirmation. Woman wants to know that she's beautiful. Yes. She wants to know that you will always choose her. Yes. You will always be with her. You will always love her. So that's why women always want to hear things like, I love you, you know, I love you. So if you are, of course, as a man, it may not come natural to you, but you may need to be conscious and be intentional about saying, I love you. And for a woman, if you need it, ask for it. That's what I've realized. Because before, I would just think, my husband doesn't tell me. I forgot to stay there. I started telling him, tell me you love me. And he would say, I love you.
Yes.
I was, okay, let me take it. And you get to hear it.
Yeah.
And then after a while, he started saying it without me asking for it. So, you know, we need to understand that we're on the same team.
Yes.
We're not against each other. So if you have a need, ask for it. Don't sulk, talk. Just say, this is what I need you to do, you know. So women generally need affirmation. This is another reason why verbal abuse is so damaging for women. It's so destructive. If a woman consistently hears, you are a useless woman, you are this, you are that, it totally breaks her down. It breaks her down in a different way than it would a man.
Mm.
And it also is the reason why women are going through some dangerous physical abuse.
Yeah.
And the mere fact that the man comes back every time and says, I love you, I'm sorry, I love you. She just goes back into that abuse because he has understood the power of words. Words have a major impact on women, okay? So women need affirmation, need to hear it. They need you to, and they need you to celebrate them publicly and privately. So don't just, it's not enough to tell your wife, I love you privately. She wants you to shout it on rooftops. She wants you to announce it to the world. She wants everybody to hear that you're important. So there's something very beautiful about a man who's consistently affirming his wife. And Pascal's been doing that all day, right here. Yeah. You always do that, baby. And is any points? I will discuss the reward later. So women needs affirmation, both verbal and in action.
Yeah, so men, you just need to learn it. It won't come to you naturally, or you won't see the value. Because for men don't need to tell them, I love you, I need, just doing what you always say you do. You know, men are like that. But they need to learn that men and women are different. So for women, words matter a lot. Mm. So you must learn the power of positive words and avoid negative words. Because women don't forget, is it?
Yeah.
In fact, trustly, women don't forget the bad words, but they forget the good ones.
Yeah, so we need to be reminded of the good ones.
Remind them of the
but
good
if you
ones.
But say the bad one, word on.
Yes, the word, so you need to know how to use your words with them. I told you they're complex, but I want you now.
Wow.
I want you before you enter. Enter. Okay. So learn how to use your words, okay? Very important. Number six, please don't forget, if you have not subscribed, hit it now. Hit the subscription button now. Turn on notifications and share this video, all right? Number six, need of a man is peace of mind. Even some men don't know they need this one.
Yes.
Men need peace. You see, men are just different. Men need a lot of away time. They need a lot of peace. A man's engine, his mind, doesn't function like that of a woman. A woman's mind is digitalized. A woman's mind is complex. A woman's mind can be working while she's tired, can be working while she's angry, she can be doing multitasking. Men are not like that. Men need that peace of mind for them to reboot. So peace is a major, major need for men. That, you know, nagging gets to him, that fighting and bickering gets to him. And in all fairness, most times when women are nagging and fighting, women are looking for connection. Women want to confront because that's how they connect. Where a man withdraws, that's how he's rebuilt. So a man has to learn that. Most times when a woman is even giving you stress, it's because you've not filled her emotional tank. If you fill her emotional tank, she will give you peace, allow you to do whatever you want to do. So she's looking for her own tank to be full, which is by connecting with you. And since you're not talking peacefully, you will talk quarrelsomely. But that talking,
talk.
We will talk it by force. So men like peace. They like to be able to just stay and do nothing. So you see men like to sit down, just watch TV mindlessly. They're not even following the thing this, but they just, they need that a lot of blank space. They need a lot of it. That peace of mind, that they need to see their home like a heaven. You see, men fight for everything they have in life, all right? This world is not, doesn't treat us the same way it treats women.
Most men.
You know, so so they need to come home and find peace. They need to come home and find that peace of mind. This world is hard on men. You know, and I know some women out there saying it's not true, but the truth is that, like I said, open your window. Be a woman, let your car break down on the way. See how many cars will stop to help. Be a man, let your car break down on the way in the night. A lot of men will be like, that's an amraba. You know, so generally, people will generally be more empathic, show more empathy for women. You know, so peace of mind. Let him come home and make sure he finds peace at home. My professor emeritus, Solomon David, is my major coach. I learned a lot from him. He talked about this issue. After surveying 1,000 women, Solomon said, you know, it's better to live in the corner of the roof than to live with a brawling woman in a wide house. That's how Solomon sees it. Proverbs 21, verse 9. And Proverbs 21, 19 also says something similar. It says, it's the same chapter. It says, it's better to live in the wilderness than to live with a quarrelsome woman. You know what wilderness is? As inside the bush. Inside wilderness, that is better. So this is how much men need that peace. So a woman that stresses a man will just run away and go and hide somewhere. And sometimes this is also what leads some men to go and, you know, find another woman. You know, because Delilah got it right. Delilah's lap was a place where Samson could find rest. And when a man is at that kind of place, he can tell you anything he can be. He can also give you that open and honest communication. Samson was too much though. He was too honest and too open. I mean Samson in the Bible, for those that don't know who I'm talking about. It was too open and too honest. But however, that safe haven, that peaceful place for a man is important. Men need peace. All right. Because the way our engine works, our engine is not as long lasting as that of a woman. A woman's own. If a woman's engine doesn't even rest, most women wake up from sleep and are still tired. Because even while they were asleep, their mind was still going about the place. Oh, my children, I have to get by my shoe. My children, you know, their mind is always working.
I just remember.
You know, so a man's engine is very different. So a man needs that peace. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but okay, so two things. I know that a lot of men use it as an excuse for, you know, going to look for another woman when they don't have peace. But the truth is that you now end up with no peace at all. Because once you get into infidelity, there's no peace for the wicked. So I just need to drop that there.
Yes. Because now you have to hide in your phone and deleting things.
Yeah.
Anytime your wife is
cheating, is doing
something with your phone.
It's very stressful. So that peace, that peace is gone forever if you go and... So just try and make peace with this one. For my number six will be, in fact, is we also need peace, but there's a way we can get that peace. We need you to listen. You know, women need men to listen. Too many men, and by listen I mean use your external and internal ears.
Yes, because
I believe this thing is for decoration in men. Men don't hear
from
thing.
Outside so easily.
I don't even understand it.
This is why nagging happens.
Yes, this is why a woman would become a nagger or become quarrelsome, because she's saying this. If she says something the first time and you actually heard and you acted on it, she's not mad to want to say it again. So I think the real issue is women want you to listen.
Yes.
You want us to stop talking so you can have peace.
Yes.
So you can think about what we've said.
Yes.
But because you're not moving, you're not even showing. And that's why I think that most, you know, that's where also communication comes in. Because a man can say, you know what, I've heard you. I'm just thinking about it. And a woman will back off.
Yes.
Maybe for a few minutes. But she will back off long enough for you to just,
get some peace.
A few minutes of peace before she comes back again. But if she's talking to you and you're just...
Yes, you're not responding.
You're pressing your phone, Of course, she's going to talk, and this time louder.
Yes.
So women want you to listen. Women, it's a need for us. We need men. Women need men to listen. Listen and act on it. We need you to take advice. By listening, I say take advice. The truth is, a lot of the troubles that men put families in today
could have been avoided.
Could have been avoided if they just listened to their wives. A lot of times, wisdom is on her lips.
Yes.
So a lot of times, if you would just take her advice, let's not do this thing like that. Why? Who are you to tell me what to do? Who are you? Are you the head? I'm the head of you. Do you want to be the head? Want to be the tail? All those things. If you just calm down, taking advice from your wife doesn't make you less of a man.
Yes.
She sometimes can see things that you can't see. The same way you can see things she can't see. And like I said before, we need to start seeing this as a partnership.
Two are better than one. We both see from different perspectives and give a more wholesome and holistic view of the same thing.
Yes. Mm. That's so true. There's nothing wrong with asking your wife, what do you think? Let's make this decision together. That's real leadership.
Yes.
The fact that you can harness her strength, you know that she's good at this.
Yes.
Don't say, I'm the man, I'm going to be the one that's going to run the finances. No. And you're so bad at it, so you're wrecking family finances. It'd be so much easier to just hand it over to her and let her give you reports on what she's doing.
Yes.
And that's it. Your life will be, then you will have that peace we're talking about. If you listen to your wife, you will have peace, and we will have peace.
Yes, and there will be global peace and world peace. And cancel us too, we have peace. And even the Middle East. There will be peace in the Middle East. All right.
Final one.
Men need a woman they can trust. All right. And this is basically universal, but I'm just speaking for the men now. Men need a woman they can trust. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 that his heart doeth safely trust in her. So a lot of men are apprehensive because they can't trust their wives with money. Can't trust her with even herself, can't trust her with what she's doing when he's not around. So a man needs that peace of mind to know that I can absolutely trust my whole life, you know, with you. I can trust you to do what, you know, you should do and what is right and, you know, take care of us and stand by me and everything. So a man needs a woman he can totally be, he can be himself with, he can rest, be rest assured, be, you know, be fully invested in and trust. So just like Proverbs 31 says, his heart, talking about Proverbs 31 woman, you know, that virtuous woman, that his heart doeth safely
trust
in her. All right. So men are particular about trust. And unlike what people think, oh, that when men and women cheat, that women are the ones that stay and that men don't stay. But that is not true. Most times, men don't even want to discuss the fact that their wives cheat. You know, they cover it up because it's more a shame to them, you know. So men even stay more than we think, you know, and as infidelity recovery specialist, we found out that a lot of men stay. They stay. Yeah.
Okay, I think my number 7 too is still in line with trust.
Yes.
But before I say that, let me also say this. I think that men also want to be able to trust that when they tell you something, it will stay between both of you.
Yes.
So many people take their family issues outside.
The world.
And, you know, my friend said this. When I told my friend what you said, she thought this. Why are you telling your friend what we said? We had a conversation.
Yes.
I even called my father. Your father is an external party in this marriage. Mm-hmm. So men want a woman that they can trust.
Yes.
And they can trust that she'll make the right call. She'll make the right choices and she'll keep her mouth shut. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for me, my number 7 is, in fact, one of the most vital. I don't even know if women, I don't know if all women know they need this, but I think every woman needs it. Every woman needs a man who is faithful.
Mm.
We need faithfulness. We need fidelity. As Pastor K said, we are infidelity recovery specialists. And I mean, it's so heart-wrenching to see what infidelity does to people, what it does to marriages, what it does to individuals. You will see strong women, broken, looking for how to commit suicide. And you know, a lot of times, men think that it's nothing. It's skin on skin. Sex is never skin on skin.
Yeah.
There's so much damage it does in the home. Sex is never about, oh, but I said I'm sorry now. It didn't mean anything. To whom? Yeah. I keep asking that question. When you say, it was just sex, it didn't mean anything. To whom? The woman that you betrayed or the woman you cheated on has to deal with a lot of things after this has happened. For you, it's just a, I've said sorry, why can't we just move forward? We can't move forward because she's still dealing with guilt, she's dealing with shame, she's dealing with anger, she's dealing with intrusive thoughts, she's dealing with suicidal thoughts, she's dealing with thoughts of revenge, she's dealing with PTSD, she's dealing with STDs, there's so much she's dealing with. She's angry all the time, she's dealing with insomnia, she can't sleep, she can't eat. I mean, it is horrible. This thing is horrible. So it is is one of the worst things that you can do to another human being, because trust is broken. She's going to question if you ever even believe, if your I do was even real in the first place. But you can't imagine the damage that it does. It is such a horrible experience, a horrible experience. And Satan keeps lying to men that it's just sex. It's no big deal. You need, women need a man who is faithful. Don't put her through all these horrors. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. The truth is that we want peace too. We want you to be where you say you are. If you are going through any temptations, talk to your wife. Tell her, no matter how bad it is. And if there's been any cheating, stop. You need to stop. You need to stop, stop, stop. Women need a man who will be faithful, who will keep his vows, who will keep his word.
Yeah, and like I said before, for a lot of men, they've not made the connection between being in a relationship and being exclusive. All right, so a lot of men in their thinking, they feel, I can love you, my wife, I can love you, my girlfriend, and still have one or two things going on outside. It doesn't affect the fact that I love you, as long as I'm doing everything that I need to do to you. But men need to realize that that being faithful is a major component itself of what love is.
Is it not love?
Yes, it's psychologically for men.
In
it
women,
doesn't register.
In women's language.
That is what...
Faithfulness is love.
Love.
Be faithful that you love
yes.
me.
Yes, so men don't relate that. So they have to consciously build that mindset to understand
really
that.
Different beings.
I need to be exclusive. Yes, that loving you means I'm exclusive. Many men think I can love you conveniently, you know, and still do one or two things outside, you know. They feel so. You know, they don't know, they might not even say it consciously, but behaviorally, that's how they communicate. So they need to understand that, look, loving you also means I'm going to be exclusive to you for the rest of my life, you know.
But men expect exclusivity.
Yes. Because, like we said at the beginning of this video, that sex
amazing.
Is not the same for men and women.
Men are very amazing.
Yes.
People want exclusivity, but you don't want to give it.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the problem. This is why our budget is not enough for everybody in the country. So, but it's a major issue.
Yes, it's major.
Faithfulness is important. It's a major component. We need to sound it.
A major need.
We need to sound it, yes.
A major need for women. Women need it. Some women don't even know. Spoke to a woman recently and she was like, if I was going to take care of her financially, that she won't even care. I said, tell yourself the truth.
Yes.
You will care. You will care. Women are wired to be the only person.
Yes. They must be made to feel special.
Yes.
It's a need
so
for
it
them.
Matters. Mm-hmm. Are you really okay with not knowing where he is, not knowing what he's doing, not knowing who he's with, not knowing what he brings home? Are you really okay with that? Are you okay with not knowing how many children, and when he die, we'll go know how many born?
Yeah.
Are you really okay with that? You know, it's even damaging for you to begin to think of yourself as an option. It's okay for, that's a horrible way to live. Mm. It's a horrible way to live.
Okay, hope this has been, you know, a blessing. So remember, there's part one of this video, this is part two. Please make sure you subscribe to our channels, Kings Lokonkwo and Mildred Kings Lokonkwo. If you need counseling or any of our products or services, please reach out on any of our platforms. We'll be glad to help. If you're also a coach and you want to be certified as a relationship counselor or relationship coach, we also train counselors. So please reach us on any of our platforms. We'll see you in the next video.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
All right. God bless you. Okay.